I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Film and related media tell the human story with unique power. The Archaeology Channel International Film and Video Festival illuminates that cinematic story in Eugene on May 9th to 15th for the 13th year, as well as hosting a conference on cultural heritage media as part of a vastly expanded festival. With me in the KLCC studios is Rick Pettigrew, founder and executive director of the Archaeological Legacy Institute. Thanks for coming in, Rick.
It's a real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
There'll be so many stories told during this festival, and one of the central ones involves something found off of an island off of Greece. Tell me about the Antikythera machine.
Yes, the Antikythera mechanism, sometimes it surprises people. Sometimes they don't even believe it. But 2,000 years ago, apparently, the Greeks were making machines that were very complex, very sophisticated calculating devices. And in fact, the world's first computer was made by the Greeks.
And 2,000 years ago, why was it not found until 100 years ago?
This was found in a shipwreck by some Greek sponge divers. They were looking for sponges, and they found a shipwreck. They brought it up, and it went into a museum in Athens. And sometime later, a museum staffer happened to notice that the object had broken apart, and there were these things inside that looked like cogged wheels. They didn't really have the technology to see what was inside it, so they didn't really know what it was until finally in the 1950s, X-ray technology had developed to a point where they could see a little bit into it, and they started working on it. Finally, Tony Freeth, a mathematician in the UK, convened a group of experts to use modern technology, basically CAT scan technology, CT scan, to develop a more powerful machine that could see all the way through it. And then they proceeded to figure out what it was and what it did.
And exactly what did it do?
It plotted out the locations and the orbits and the positions of all the moving bodies in the sky. Because of that, they were able to predict lunar and solar eclipses. And in the Greek world, the calendar was all based on the stars. They calculated the dates for their big events, including the Olympics.
By bringing Tony and Martin Freeth here as keynote speakers and their film, The X-Ray Time Machine, how are you going to connect that ancient history to our current and local technology?
I think what we're doing is we're bringing ancient technology to a world of high technology. Because right here in our town, here in Eugene, we have the Silicon Shire, a group of companies that have loosely banded together to coordinate, cooperate, and they represent the cutting edge of technology and a new development in the local economy.
As well as this connection to ancient Greece, there's so many connections to other cultures around the world. One of those cultures is Iran. Why is there such a connection between this festival and Iran?
Over the years, we've received many entries from Iranians. Then in November of 2013, I got an email from an organization in Tehran. They had been sending films to us, inviting me to be on their jury for their event, the Cinema Verite Documentary Film Festival, which is the second largest film festival in Iran. I ended up going. It totally blew me away. I never expected to be able to do that. But as a result now, I've been there three times in the last 3 years, and we have established a cultural exchange with them and their festival. And we've had Iranians coming over here the last 2 years, and I expect to go back next year. So we have this ongoing relationship with the Iranians, which has turned out to be really wonderful.
How difficult is it to bring people here under conditions of visa stress?
It's a real problem. We're having to spend huge amounts of time facilitating the process of our foreign guests getting visas. And we have people coming from a variety of countries. This year, we are getting some Iranians. It looks like two are coming. We're getting one Pakistani. And I just found out today we're getting one Egyptian coming from Alexandria. However, we have six people who have not been able to come because they haven't been able to get visas. And they come from Algeria, Armenia, Iran, Pakistan, and Nepal.
How do you think this all damages our ability to tell each other our human stories?
You know, it really shows a great deal of respect to people when you're interested in their story and in their cultural traditions. That's one of the great things about the topic that we're focused on. So they're frustrated, we're frustrated. I don't think that it helps at all with the worldwide integration that we need to achieve to overcome the terrible divisions that people are trying to impose upon us.
Well, thank you for doing all that you are to tell the human stories from across the globe and to do it through film and community.
I'm really pleased that we're able to do that, and I thank you for this opportunity to tell people about it.
Rick Pettigrew, director of the Archaeology Film Channel's International Film and Video Festival, which takes place May 9th through 15th in Eugene, alongside the Conference on Cultural Heritage Media. Film screenings will be held at the Broadway Metro and the Shedd Institute. The conference will be at the Eugene Hilton. For more information, archaeologychannel.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.